Chapter 3, Episode 3, The Swordsman. With an ever-growing blush of pink overtaking her cheeks and a steady hand on her sword, good Pirate Lydia took a step back as the crowd parted for the swordsman. He was leaning into her hat before she could even draw her weapon. "Pretend you know exactly who I am and follow me with haste to the stage," he whispered. She quickly realized the crowd, market, and jubilee of the audience was obviously in anticipation of a performance, and she wasn't in any real danger. She followed his lead and found herself standing directly in front of the crowd and a bit uneasy as to what she had agreed to so quickly. The swordsman leaped onto a chair and blew a grand trumpet, all while gently twirling Pirate Lydia into an adjacent chair next to him. She landed with a plop. "This is the story of all stories. Today you will hear and understand the legend of our land. Waterhorn Island was born by the Creator. Its beauty, splendor, and fantastic creatures worshipped here in zeal at the sound of the horn by Ebenezer," he exclaimed. "It was a time of peace, prosperity, and beauty. The dragons would gather and worship as every plant, animal, and human would be renewed by the sound and touch over our land. Then one day, the evil from the depths captured Ebenezer and took the great horn, leaving him cursed as a human, filled with greed and wandering purposeless. Except on the nights of a full moon, when Ebenezer would return to his dragon form, remember his purpose, and search feverishly for the horn until daybreak. Our suffering began as the worship ceased. All dragons and people alike, our joy, our health, and our hope is being replaced even now with greed, sickness, and sadness. This is my dear people, until today, I present to you a hero for our suffering, a mighty redeemer to find the horn, and in this great curse, I introduce you to... the swordsman stuttered. The Queen Zippity-Doodle," shouted the swordsman as he snatched off Pirate Lydia's hat to quickly replace it with a ridiculous-looking crown with the encouragement of the laughing crowd. His attention was on the audience, but of course, to his surprise, as they laughed and applauded, the young swordsman realized he was the entertainment and not Pirate Lydia. The little water dragon had leapt from under her hat and was dangling from his ear with a good grip. The crowd jeered and laughed loudly as they gathered coins and tossed them into the stage offering bucket and one by one made their way back to the booths, clapping and chatting about the performance. "Would you like a little help there?" asked Pirate Lydia between deep-rooted giggles. The defeated performer stepped down from his chair and smiled painfully in reply. "Yes, please, m'lady." He plopped down next to her, with the water dragon still masterfully gripping his earlobe. "Water dragons will only release a grip in exchange for something tastier. Perhaps this will do." Pirate Lydia reached into her special satchel and pulled out a tiny pomegranate palm. The minute she opened her hand, the little dragon let go and dropped into it with a quick slurp of the tasty morsel. "How do you know so much about dragons, and who are you?" asked the swordsman. "Well, I thought you knew exactly who I am. At least that is what you told everyone here today," replied Pirate Lydia with a smirk. "Oh, yeah. Sorry, I always pick a new person from the crowd for my show. Seems to keep the people hoping or at best laughing in some fantasy that someday an explorer would come and find the horn. They always enjoy it when I pick a new traveler. You look like a willing participant with a good sense of humor. I'm just not so sure about your little friend there," he said, pointing at the water dragon, who was gazing at Pirate Lydia from her hand. "Yes, well, I'm good Pirate Lydia, and this little friend of mine lacks a good name yet. Who might you be?" she asked. "I'm Luke, and it's very nice to meet you. Thanks for the rescue from your fierce beast. I'll remember that next time," said Luke as he stood up and offered Pirate Lydia his hand to help her out of her chair. He then began collecting the props and basket at the edge of the stage. Pirate Lydia stepped down, tucked her little dragon into her hat, and waved farewell. As she turned to leave, Luke spoke up. "Pirate Lydia, are you searching for someone?" he asked as he sat at the edge of the stage and shifted the coins in the basket without looking up. "Yes, yes, I am. I'm looking for Ebenezer. Do you know where I can find him?"
"Yes, of course I do. I will take you to him," Luke replied.